A musician's lifestyle is not necessarily the pinnacle of glamour. It isn't all A-list parties, massive world tours, enough money to buy whatever you want whenever you want. Of course not. Unless the artist is already successful, sometimes concert tours can actually cost them money. A new tour financing program has launched from Artist Growth and Pinnacle Financial Partners. We're going to talk about it with Artist Growth's founder and chief strategy officer, Matt Ermey, joins us from Nashville, Tennessee. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
How does this program work?
So the first thing that we wanted to do that was most important to me was that artists needed to be able to access money, even if they had personal bad credit or no real history. But if they were willing to go out on the road, that they would be able to access the capital they needed to fund it, or maybe fund some other business initiative like making an album or making a video. And so what we did is we partnered with Pinnacle, who caught the vision right away. And basically, we will advance them money for the guarantees that they have for their booked shows. So if their agent books them, you know, 100 shows in a year, whatever the grand total of all the guarantees are for those shows, we'll advance them a percentage of that based on, you know, the tour history that they have and the size of their business, et cetera. And then they can use that money for any business purpose that they have, whether that's, you know, to buy gear, pay for production, make an album, make an EP. But it doesn't require them to have a great credit score. We don't even look at their personal credit score. We don't look at their tax returns of their business. It's really just, do you have a tour booked? Did your agent book you a tour? What's the total sum of the guarantees and how much money do you need?
What was the toughest part of figuring this model out? It's not like you're trying to fund a Dunkin' Donuts franchise that has, you know, historic financials and benchmarks and all that kind of stuff. What were the hardest parts to think through?
Well, the most important piece was to have a clear understanding of how the booking process works, getting the bank and our financial backers in the program to really understand how the booking process works, and then once a show is performed, how those guarantees are collected and how they're paid out to the artists and all of the other, you know, business expenses and partners that the artist has. And so that we just had to sit down with the agencies that we're partnered with on this and talk it through. That was the most sort of manual process, but I wouldn't call it hard. It was just really detailed.
What does the artist have to pay in terms of a premium for this kind of financing, given that it is a bit out there? It's not like you're getting a loan to buy a car. It's a little more complicated, and I would assume that the lender would require a higher rate of return than they would on a car loan.
Well, potentially. And in some instances, they'll get a much lower rate than they would on a car loan. Really, depending on the tour history that an artist has, and the size of their business, they could actually get a rate on this advance or this loan that's well under market if they just walked into a bank off the street and said, hey, I want to borrow $50,000. Now, some tours, maybe it's an artist's first tour and they have no history. So, you know, the lender might look at that as a bit more risky than somebody who's done, you know, successful tours every year for the last decade. And so that interest rate could swing up a little bit. But the goal, and this was really the second most important thing, is that we don't really get above market ever. The idea was, you know, we're not trying to squeeze money out of them for this. We're trying to create a program that gives them leverage to make the right choices with their business. And then we have other ways that we can serve them, you know, through the software, or the bank has additional services. So this is really built to be an extremely artist-friendly program.
You talked about the guarantees. Now, does this mean that if a tour bombs, it's of no consequence to the lender?
Well, the lender is certainly taking on a lot of the risk. And part of that initial upfront diligence that we did when we spoke about with the agents about the process of booking shows and collecting on shows is we looked at a lot of data on the amount of tours that don't actually happen and don't get paid out on. And in most cases, when that doesn't happen, it's because, you know, the artist is sick or gets injured, but they eventually end up happening and it just sort of phase shifts out into the future. It was actually a pretty low percentage of tours that actually get canceled and never happen again. And we work closely, you know, with the artist business manager, who's really their accountant and their financer, to make sure that they don't borrow so much. There's actually limits on the program that prevent them from being able to borrow such a high amount against their guarantees that they end up underwater on day one. We don't want that. We don't want artists to lose money. We want them to be able to get early access to their money so they can invest and grow.
What has changed about the music industry that makes this both an opportunity and a necessity? Is it that the record labels used to do this and now they don't anymore? Or what dynamics have changed that underscore the opportunity of this?
That's part of it. Tour support is harder to come by for a lot of acts, especially acts that are still in the emerging phase. You know, I mean, really established, legendary and famous acts, they don't have a problem getting access to money. Maybe they do have to pay a premium sometimes, but they can get money. The working bands, the working artists who are still emerging, they can really struggle to get tour support. But another trend that's emerged is because touring has become the driver of profitability for most artists. That's where a lot of the money is being made. A lot of investors, whether it's a label or whether it's a promoter or whether it's just a private individual, they're willing to advance those tours and lend into them, but they do it for equity in the artist's intellectual property, so a piece of their merch business or a piece of the royalties on an album. And that can be really, really expensive for an artist in the long run. And so we wanted to put something in the market that says, look, you can access your money, you pay a small interest rate, but we're not taking any of your ownership away from you. We're not taking any equity from you. You still own all your music. And that's one of the most important trends, is that artists stay in control of their creative property.
You're in Nashville, Tennessee, obviously. That makes me think country. As you look at the potential acts that could be utilizing the service, does it tend to cluster around a particular type of music, or is it anything? Do you have like heavy metal clients? Do you have kids entertainers?
We do. We actually have... we have clients in rock, we have clients in hip-hop, we have EDM DJs, we have country artists, we have pop artists. We're across the board at this point. Nashville itself has expanded well beyond country, although it still is the hub for country. But our service serves artists of all genres, and this program is certainly available to any type of entertainer who goes on tour. So a comedian could leverage this, or a traveling magician could leverage this. Anybody who has booked shows with guarantees attached to them and they're going out on the road to entertain people and perform, they can participate in this program.
Is this a reflection of the need of artists to have a higher level of sophistication around how their businesses are run?
I think so. I think it's important for every artist, no matter where you are in your career, starting out or extremely successful, to pay attention to the business and the principles of business and good business and be strategic. There is technology available, and there are certain programs like this one that we've launched that give the artist the ability to stay completely in control and make strategic decisions about how they run their business. Some of the more traditional business deals that still exist out there can be very constraining for an artist and can limit where they can perform, or it can limit what they're able to do to promote their album or their work. And so I think it's incredibly important that artists are very invested and interested in participating in their own businesses.
They have to become quadruple threats, it sounds like. Matt, thanks. Thanks for telling us about the program today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
Matt Ermey is founder and chief strategy officer at Artist Growth. He joined us from Nashville, Tennessee.